With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration says it has carried out a 10th strike on a suspected drug vote. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military has carried out another strike on a vessel in the Caribbean suspected of carrying drugs. Six people were killed in the overnight strike. In a social media post, Hegseth blames the Tren de Aragua gang for operating the vessel, and posted is a 20-second black and white video in which a small boat can be seen sitting motionless in the water when a long, thin projectile descends on it, triggering an explosion. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump is sounding optimistic about his upcoming talks with Chinese President Xi. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The two leaders will be meeting soon at a regional summit in South Korea, and President Trump predicts a successful trade outcome.
I expect we'll probably work out a very fair deal with President Xi of China.
In particular, the president wants China to buy more soybeans from American farmers. He has threatened massive tariffs on Chinese imports if a deal isn't reached. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he's pulling the TV ad that caused President Trump to say he was ending trade negotiations with Canada. The ad used former President Ronald Reagan's words to criticize U.S. tariffs. Trump claims the ads misrepresented Reagan's stance on tariffs and was intended to influence the U.S. Supreme Court decision on his tariffs policy. Ford said after talking with Prime Minister Mark Carney, he's decided to pause the advertising campaign effective Monday so trade talks can resume. On Wall Street, the Dow by 472 points, the Nasdaq rose 263. This is SRN News. Congress receives a letter.
It comes from Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and has been signed by more than 100 other pro-life organizations. The letter calls on Republican lawmakers to stop taxpayer-funded abortions from being granted via Obamacare. As Susan B. Anthony puts it, quote, "The more Washington funds abortions, the more unborn children lose their lives. This pro-life Congress must not extend the Obama-Biden legacy of taxpayer-funded abortion." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Minnesota Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a male weightlifter who wants to compete against women. The court found that USA powerlifting policies barring J.C. Cooper from competing in its women's division is discriminatory under the Minnesota Human Rights Act. However, the justices sent part of the case back to a lower court to determine whether USA powerlifting has a legitimate business purpose. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The government issues a mixed picture on inflation for last month.
The Labor Department says gas prices went up, rent costs cooled, growth appears steady, but hiring has slowed. The numbers show inflation has risen more slowly than many economists expected when President Trump imposed sweeping tariffs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The leader of Canada's most populous province says he'll pull the anti-tariff ad that prompted President Trump to end trade talks with Canada. The ads will continue to run this weekend, including during the first World Series games between the Toronto Blue Jays and Los Angeles Dodgers. President Trump sounding optimistic about his upcoming talks with Chinese President Xi. He heads for Asia tonight. A booming session on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 472 points. The Nasdaq up by 263. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.